This is A Vision with your host, Jane Asher. Jane is inspired daily by discovering the deepest passions in others. Each week, she will be digging deep to find what excites, motivates, and empowers individuals to explore new horizons, achieve their greatest dreams, and live up to their full potential. The time is now for Voices of Vision.
Happy, happy Monday. I am so excited to be here today, and I have a really cool guest that I think you're going to really enjoy the topic and where we're going to go today, because this show is for parents, grandparents, mentors, anyone that has an individual in their life that wants to go and to a higher level with their education. And she's pretty extraordinary. She was a mechanical engineer and then took a left turn, became a life coach, and she has started this incredible program called Social Savvy 101. It's why getting great grades in college is only part of the equation for a happy, successful life. My guest today, Allie Irwin. Welcome to the show, Allie.
Thank you, Jane. I'm excited to be here.
I'm really happy to have you on board. Now, Allie, let's just talk about for a moment. Okay, so you go to college yourself, and college these days, I mean, everybody talks about the enormous debt that people get into, and then they graduate and maybe don't get a job in their chosen profession or what they were educated for. Let's talk about your background a little bit and how you segued from becoming an engineer to what you're doing right now.
Okay. I loved college. I had a great education. I graduated. I was really fortunate to graduate at a time when good paying jobs were plentiful, and worked for General Motors for more than a decade as a mechanical engineer. Yes, it was fabulous. But even while I had great technical skills coming out of college, and I had a good job, what I don't feel like I was really prepared for were all of those other components that came into operating in the professional world. Like, I didn't fully understand that even as an engineer, that there was an aspect of selling to my job. Like, I was selling people on my ideas. I was selling them on projects. The self-promotion piece that's important even in large corporations in order to get your work noticed. I wasn't fully prepared for, even though I had good technical skills, those other skills I wasn't fully prepared with. And so what would happen is I would notice that people in meetings with ideas that weren't as good as my ideas, like those ideas were being advanced. And I had some degree of frustration there to see, you know, or to see someone propose an idea that I had, like 10 minutes later, they would say the same thing that I just said, and they would get credit for the idea. I don't know this if any of your listeners have ever experienced that.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, just I don't know if any of your listeners have ever experienced that where they feel like someone else got credit for the thing that they just said.
Allie, I think what you just described has happened to every single person on the planet. It just is part of it. And so you've got this great job. You realize that there were some missing components. And then you developed a program. So you have this class, which you can actually, you know, talk to people and help them through. And it's sort of like it looks like a 4-part series. You've got your self-awareness, how to make a confident first impression, social agency, and self-advocacy. So let's talk about the course right now. And who is this specifically for? What would be your ideal clientele?
My ideal client is that student that's transitioning from high school to college.
Okay.
Because what excites me about this idea is these kids are right at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Now I'm coaching people on these. I'm coaching, you know, veterans, people who've been in their career for decades on these same topics. So if you don't learn them when you're 18, you're going to learn them when you're 36 or when you're 46. Right. Or, mm-hmm. you know, I have one client that's almost to retirement, and he's looking for these skills to go into his next, you know, sort of his next retirement phase. And so if you don't learn them young, they will haunt you for the rest mm-hmm. of your career. And so I'm really excited about the idea of getting kids kind of right at the start of their career.
I love it.
Just because college is such a huge investment, as you alluded to, mm-hmm. you know, students come out with tens of thousands of dollars worth of college debt. Mm-hmm. And so it's really important for them to make the right kinds of investments with their time and energy so that they can maximize this investment that they've made in college.
Well said. So ideally, students that are transitioning from high school to college, but it sounds to me like it is your course actually is good for anyone that is transitioning that maybe didn't acquire these skills when they were young, and you can
Absolutely.
Help people transition to what's next in their life. That's super cool. Let's talk about the four areas. Let's talk about the self-awareness portion of this.
This section is my favorite section. And if people came and just did this section, it would still be worth taking the class.
Okay.
Because most people know whether they're an introvert or an extrovert, right? Like that's pretty common in our lexicon right now. People will say, oh, I'm an introvert or I'm an extrovert. But there is so much more to your personality than whether you're an introvert or an extrovert. And knowing the different components, I use the 5-factor model, which is the most scientifically researched. It has the highest correlation to actually helping people change, way more so than Myers-Briggs, DISC, some of the other more popular ones. And what they're looking at are these 5 components of your personality. And for example, openness. Whether you like new experiences or whether you like tradition and routine. So you can imagine a high school student maybe has never thought if they're high open or low open. And so they start school and there's maybe that activities fair out on the lawn. And the high open person, what they're going to have to be mindful of is getting overcommitted, because a high open person, they want to do everything. And so they join... Right?
Yes. Yes. My son is a high open person, so I get it.
Did he struggle to manage all of his commitments in school?
Actually, you know, he's a pretty unique character, so I would have to say no, because he just
good.
He did everything, but he's pretty unique, Allie. So I don't think Thomas falls in that category. Although, you know, I could see where he would overcommit to things and maybe later in life go, uh-oh, you know, I need to have some balance here.
See, now that's actually a really good example of how his high openness is only one aspect of his personality.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what I love about the self-awareness, is he's found a way to balance his high openness with the other characteristics to come up with a schedule that works for him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really always the goal. So knowing, going back to that, just knowing, like, for example, my daughter is low open. And so even as she's looking at her social circle, she's going to want a few friends like your son that are more high open that will invite her along to things.
Ah.
Like, hey, why don't you come check this out? So even knowing that, then they can look around for what kinds of friends they want to make that will balance out their personality.
Ah, I love that. So this is the one factor of the 4-part series that you teach. So self-awareness, and then you put them through. Do you put them through something? Like, how do you get to that point where you figure out their personality?
There's a really simple, it's 44 question test that has deep, like tens of thousands of academic articles behind it. And it's a free test. It's available online. And so I'll have all the class, the participants take it and then screenshot the results. And then we're going to talk about the results in the class.
Okay.
So the test is free. It's available online. It's, like I said, it takes about 5-10 minutes to go through. And then they're going to come to class with their results. And then we're going to talk about them.
So I love that. And is this on your website, Allie?
It will be soon.
Okay, good. All right. So let me just tell everybody this. Allie, I'm telling you, we could talk for 2 hours about this. We are barely scratching the surface and we're almost halfway through the show. My guest today is Allie Irwin, Social Savvy 101. It's why getting great grades in college only part of the equation for a happy, successful life. If you're tuned in right now, I urge you to go to her website. It's engineeredconversations.com. And also on the Empower Show page, we're actually going to put a link up because Allie's got a really cool course. And you can just click on that link and find out more about what she's offering. Allie, when we come back, we're going to take just a quick break. We're going to talk about how to make that confident first impression. We're going to talk about social agency. What the heck is that? And self-advocacy. Those are the other three portions of her course that she has. So parents, if you're out there, teens, if you're out there, somebody transitioning, if you're looking for an expert in this field that can help you kind of like switch, Allie is your woman. So I'm going to tell you more about it in just a moment. We'll be back. We're just going to hear from our sponsor, Go Cleanse, on Voices of Vision.
Voices of Vision with Jane Asher. We'll be right back on Empower Radio.
Hey there, it's Nancy Newcomer, host of the Back to the Kitchen Minute on Empower Radio. I'm doing a 30-day cleanse now, and I am loving it. Always enjoy drinking the shakes and, of course, the lean, wonderful meals with lots of healthy food. The other thing on the cleanse that's kind of fun, and sometimes people are a little cranky about it at the beginning, but it's drinking the water. Every time I do this cleanse, my skin gets so nice and clear. I just love it. And if you're having a little struggle drinking the extra water, let me tell you, make it into spa water. I put that in quotations. Just get ice water and add some wonderful things like cucumber, lemon, tangerines. You can also put berries in it as well, and fresh mint. It makes water go down a lot easier, and it's so refreshing for the summer. If you'd like to find out about the Go Cleanse program, go to GoCleanse.com.
Welcome back to Empower Radio's Voices of Vision with your host, Jane Asher.
Happy Monday. My guest today is life coach Allie Irwin. She was a mechanical engineer for General Motors for 10 years, and she took a nice segue, and she is now offering super cool courses. Her one course is called Social Savvy 101. It's why getting good grades or great grades in college, excuse me, is only part of the equation for a happy, successful life. Allie and I were just talking during the commercial break about the biggest message that you would like to pass on. Allie, what is that?
What I would love parents to know is that it's worth investing in soft skills. Just like they've probably invested in an SAT prep class or tutoring or, you know, club sport, to not forget the soft skills part of getting kids ready for college.
And when you say soft skills, Allie, please explain.
Soft skills are all of the people skills, all of what it just takes to operate in the world as a human.
Okay. So part of your course, like how to make that confident first impression, is a soft skill.
Yes, because research shows that most people have already decided what they think about us in the first 10 to 30 seconds that they meet us. And if you think about the sheer number of people that you meet as a college student, you've got professors and roommates and people in your hall and people, you know, if you play a club sport, or on and on in the career fairs, on and on it goes. There are so many first impressions that you make in college. And once you've made that first impression, what people do is then, if if it agrees with what they already think about you, then they keep thinking it. And if it disagrees with what they're thinking about you, then they disregard it. And so that first impression and knowing that you can make a good first impression, that's going to affect your grades. It's going to affect how you get along with people in your hall. It's going to affect the friends that you make. It just, the list goes on and on, all the way up to it affects what kind of internships and ultimately what kind of jobs you get.
Absolutely. You know, it's so interesting because I always told both our children, you never get a second chance to make a first impression, you know, and
it's
both
true.
Of them will call and say, you know, well, they both have great jobs right now and they're still in college. But, you know, oh, you know, what do you think I should wear for this interview? And I throw that at them. So, you know, think about it. You know, when you walk in, you have to put that best foot forward. And that's
before,
key. So
before they've even answered an interview question, most interviewers have already decided whether they're going to hire you or not.
Yeah.
Before you.
Just, yeah.
And people don't understand how much power that has. And I've counseled, I have lots of mid-career interview people that I coach. And they'll talk about a mistake that they made in the interview. They'll call me afterwards and think that they've blown the interview. And we'll talk about where in the interview did it happen and what happened before that. And 9 times out of 10, if that first section of the interview goes well, even if they make a mistake later in the job, they advance to the next round.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So parents, grandparents, anyone that is, you know, helping young adults move forward, it's worth investing in these soft skills. My guest is Allie Irwin, and we are talking all about the Social Savvy 101. So, Allie, that leads me to social agency. What is that?
This is being confident that you are in control of who you have in your world. So this is the person that has social agency. They're confident that they can make the friends that they want to make. And this is huge in college, because if you don't have social agency, then you can either become a people pleaser, which is, you know, can take you kind of down all kinds of roads that you do not want your students going down. And it, on the flip side, then if you don't have social agency, then maybe you miss out on opportunities that you would have loved to have had, but you didn't have the confidence that you could go be a part of that club, that you could join the solar car team. You need that social agency so you can decide for yourself who your friends are going to be.
Love it. And then the other portion of it is the self-advocacy.
Yes, this is also huge, because mom and dad aren't going to be there to help you out in situations. There, you have so much more control over your schedule, which also means that you have to ask for what you need more. And the flip side of being able to ask for what you need is then you can say no to what you don't need. It's really this. Same skill, it's the same side, it's the same coin, either side of the same coin. That if you can ask for what you want, then you can say no to what you don't want. It's
right.
The same skill. And
I
we
love
all
that.
Want our kids to be able to say no.
That is a really powerful little word. And, you know, I don't know, I always used to say to Betty and Thomas, when they would ask for something that maybe wasn't good for them or I didn't want them to have, I would always say no, but thanks for asking. Because then it felt like a polite way to decline. And they never would argue with me because I would thank them for asking, as I told them, no, they couldn't have whatever they wanted. So that's a big one, knowing what you want, but also knowing what you don't want and being able to verbalize that word. You know, no, or please turn down your music, or hey, I'm trying to study here, you know, that kind of thing. So this is huge. So Allie, go ahead.
So many roommate relationships have gone off the rails for things that are that simple. Please turn down your music. Can you please not have guests after 11? I've got an exam tomorrow.
Right.
Like, request that simple have derailed, not making those requests, have derailed roommate situations.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is all really important. So you offer this course, this Social Savvy, and you do it online. So you just do it through Zoom, which is awesome. So anyone that's out there and you're listening today and you're like, wow, this is incredible. I have got to get my sophomore in high school or my freshman or whatever in touch with Allie. What's the best route for them to do this and connect with you, Allie? How would you like people to find you?
Well, they are certainly welcome to go to my website, if they which you mentioned is engineeredconversations.com. And if they have a specific question, they're always free to just email me, Allie at engineeredconversations.com. And if they want to sign up for the class, it will be on the show page. And
I
would love to have people join me.
Is it ongoing, Allie? Do you do them all the time?
Well, I have summer dates set.
Okay.
And if those summer dates don't work, I have people can do it privately. They can do it one-on-one, and then we can work around your schedule. If those dates are smack middle of your vacation, then just give me an email and we'll set up a time to talk about what specifically they're looking for and how we can make that happen.
I love this. You're based in Michigan, but it doesn't matter where you are. You're listening to this show and you're in Albuquerque or you're in San Francisco or you're in Deckerville, Michigan,
Canada,
wherever you live, Allie can connect with you.
Absolutely. I've coached clients literally all over the world, Japan, France, Canada. And that's the power of the time that we live in, is we just hop on Zoom and go.
I love it. You know, Allie, I just have to say good for you. I mean, here you are, have this burgeoning, very good career with General Motors and, you know, loved your job and everything. And then you just decided to create your own business. I'm impressed. I love it because I can hear the passion. So, and I don't know if you had passion for General Motors or not.
Will
you talk about that?
I did. I loved my job and I love this job. And again, I think that's the miracle of the time that we live in. Is all the training that you have and you think your life is going to go one direction, you can have all that. And then when you want to do something new, you can just make a turn. You can just make a right turn and go do something else. And that's really the power of the time that we live in.
Yeah, it's really incredible. It's so fun because it's very liberating and it allows us just enormous amount of freedom to do and go and be in different places. And I'm a fan. I'm a big fan. I did the same thing too. So pack up the laptop, take the microphone and hit the road and do whatever you do from wherever you'd like to do it. This is great. Social Savvy 101. It's getting great grades in college is only part of the equation for a happy, successful life. And Allie Irwin is on the show today. Allie, we've got a couple more minutes. Something you'd like to add?
I don't have anything off the top of my head. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I do. Let me ask you about you have children, correct?
I do. Actually wrote this class for my youngest is headed to school in the fall. And I actually wrote this class for her and her friends because her friends are a diverse group. And I could see where each one of them was going to maybe have a different strength in college and a different challenge. And so I wrote this for them. And then I got so excited about it that I just decided, why not share it?
See, this is awesome. You know, here you are, you're still being a mom, but you have this skill that you want to share with your daughter and her friends. And then look what comes of it. This great class and this course that can help people all over the world. Way to be a problem solver, Allie. I love that. That's really awesome.
It's definitely motivating writing that first tuition check and realizing how big of an investment it really is. And you look at the dropout rates of college and the transfer rates. And I just wonder how many of those could have been prevented if the kids had had these other sets of skills so so that they could craft their college experience more in line with what they actually needed.
Ah, there
you
go.
They had more personal agency.
Awesome. Well, on that note, we have to close the show. Allie, thank you so much. Parents, if you're listening, it's worth investing in these soft skills. And this lady knows how to help you help your child move forward. And it's really important because, as she's mentioned, it is a huge investment. Speaking from a mother who has two in college right now. And, you know, seriously, Allie, I'm thinking, oh, I wish I would have had you. You know, I would love to have had Betty Ann Thomas take this course. I would, in a heartbeat, have invested in this. And actually, I'm thinking, maybe I just need to hire you anyway to speak to them now. You know, one's a senior, one's a junior in college. And, you know, just to make sure they're on their game, even though I think they are, it still never hurts to have that extra education for your children.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Well, Allie, thank you so much. My guest today, Allie Irwin. You can get a hold of Allie at engineeredconversations.com. As she mentioned earlier, we're going to put that link up to the course, Social Savvy 101. Just click on it. It's a cool little link. It'll take you right to it. And I just want to add that this is super affordable. This is not some crazy, oh my gosh, I can't afford it or I have to take out a loan. This is something super, super affordable, and it's worth investing, especially if your children are getting ready to head off to college. Allie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Inspired? Motivated? We hope so. Join Jane next week as she connects with another motivated soul, driven to live their life's purpose on Voices of Vision. Here on Empower Radio.